Whenever you have a doubt in prayer, it will be one of three possible type of doubts. Number one, a doubt to be ignored. Two, a doubt that cannot be fixed. You have to say your prayer again. And three, a doubt that can be fixed and has a remedy. Before we start, we must know what a rak'ah is. A rak'ah consists of one bowing and two prostrations. So therefore, Fajr has two rak'ahs, Dhuhr has four, Asr has four, Maghrib has three, and Isha has four. From doubts to ignore. Number one, doubts in a mustahab prayer. Ignore the doubt. Doubts in jama'ah prayers. If you are following and you have a doubt, go with what the imam of the prayer does. Doubts about a person who doubts excessively about everything, meaning that he doubts more than a normal person does, due to an unsettled mind. Such a person is called kathir al-shak, excessive doubter. Doubts about a part of the prayer after you've moved on to the next part. For example, doubts about ruku' when you are already in sajda. Doubts about a prayer after completing the salam. For example, if you complete salam of a 4 rak'ah prayer, then you doubt whether you prayed 3 or 4 rak'ahs, then you ignore the doubt. If a person doubts after the time of prayers has passed, like qada prayers, whether or not if they have offered the prayer correctly, they should ignore this doubt. Remember, there is a difference between having a doubt and being sure. If you're sure you've missed a rak'ah or part of it, you must repeat the salah or act on its remedy. Doubts that make your prayer void. Some doubts have no remedy in prayer. This means there is no way to fix it. You must repeat the prayer. The most common doubts that make a wajib prayer void and have no fix are: number one, doubts about the number of rak'ah in a wajib 2 rak'ah or 3 rak'ah prayer, like Salat al-Fajr or Salat al-Maghrib. 2. Doubt about the number of rak'ah in a wajib 4 rak'ah prayer, but before you complete the first 2 rak'ahs, i.e. before the end of the second sajda in the second rak'ah. 3. In a wajib 4 rak'ah prayer, if you have no recollection at all of how many rak'ahs you have prayed, if one is completely confused and has no idea, this makes the prayer void regardless of whether you get confused before the second rak'ah or after it. Just a quick note, when you have any of the above doubts, the correct procedure is not to break the prayer immediately, but to pause and think. If you have a strong feeling that removes the doubt, you should act according to that. Otherwise, as a last resort, the prayer should be stopped. You can stop the prayer by turning away from the Qibla and then restart the prayer with a renewed niyyah. The following doubts have a cure, a remedy. When you have any of these doubts, you must act according to the remedy given. But remember, a doubt can be corrected only if it occurs in A. a wajib 4 rak'ah salah, and B. after the completion of a second sajda of the second rak'ah. The remedy is usually to pray Salat al-Ihtiyat or to perform Sajdat al-Sahu. To make it easier, to guess the remedy, remember the following rules. Number 1. Whenever you doubt the number of rak'ahs, always assume the higher number, unless it is more than 4 rak'ahs, in which case assume the lower number. For example, if you doubt it is my second or third rak'ah, assume it is the third. If you doubt it is my third or fourth rak'ah, assume it is the fourth. However, if you doubt it is my fourth or fifth rak'ah, assume it is fourth, since fifth is not possible. 2. Whenever there is a possibility that you have performed less rak'ahs, then for each rak'ah possibly missed, you will need to perform one rak'ah of Salat al-Ihtiyat. For example, if you doubt it is my third or fourth rak'ah, the remedy is to assume that it is the higher number, i.e. that it is your fourth rak'ah, and then you pray a one rak'ah of Salat al-Ihtiyat just in case it was your third rak'ah. 3. Whenever there is a possibility that you performed more rak'ahs, then for each extra rak'ah possibly done, you do 2 sajdat al-sahus. For example, If you doubt it is my 4th or 5th rak'ah, the remedy is to assume the lower number, i.e. that it is my 4th rak'ah, and after you finish the salah, you perform 2 sajda to sahu, just in case it was your 5th rak'ah. There are more details on other types of doubts, but these are the common doubts made in prayers. So how do you pray Salat al-Ihtiyat? Salat al-Ihtiyat means the precautionary prayer. It is performed as a precaution, just in case we miss the rak'ah as mentioned above. The method of performance is, number 1, immediately after finishing the 4 rak'ah wajib salah, and without turning away from Qibla, stand up and make your niyyah, e.g. I pray Salat al-Ihtiyat, 1 or 2 rak'ahs wajib, qurbatan illallah. Then perform the takbirat al-ihram and recite surat al-fatiha. There is no second surah. Then perform ruku' and the 2 sajdas. If it is a 1 rak'ah salat al-ihtiyat, recite tashahud and salam and the salah is complete. If it is a 2 rak'ah salat al-ihtiyat, then the second rak'ah should be performed like the first, with no second surah and no qunut, and then complete with tashahud and salam. Here are some reasons for which sajdat as-sahu may be required immediately after completing a salah. Number 1. If you talk by mistake in salah. If you talk on purpose, your salah is batil and it must be repeated all over. If you forget to recite tashahud, e.g. in the second rak'ah. If you recite salam in the wrong place by mistake. When you miss a sajda by mistake. In a wajib 4 rak'ah salah, you doubt after the second sajda and the second rak'ah whether it is your 4th or 5th, you should assume it is your 4th and complete the salah and then perform sajdat as-sahu. The method of performance. Immediately after salah is over, make your niyyah of performing sajdat as-sahu. E.g. I am performing sajdat as-sahu for missing my tashahud, or missing my salam, or missing my qiyam, and etc. Go into sajda. Recite the following. Bismillah wa billah, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sit up, don't say anything. Go into sajda again and recite the same as the first. After that, sit up and recite tashahud and the last phrase of the salam only. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And it is complete.